We're in the middle of the Igeres HaKodesh. Technically, chapter 22, technically the subject matter finished before. It's sort of in the same letter. There's like a whole change of subject. In the beginning, he was discussing how come people are asking physical questions from the Rebbe, and how come they're not accepting from the Eibishter, and giving advice how one to deal with difficulties. That was the first part of the letter. Now he switches gears. And he talks about two so seemingly independent pieces until the end of the perek. Today he talks about very, very important davening, to daven properly, and then he's going to say to be stubborn about it, just to not logical. He says there's something about just we're going to do it the right way and without any calculations or any rationalization. Just do what you're supposed to do. And then the last part is going to talk about people getting along with each other, seemingly, but these are like very important independent pieces, but seems like pieces put in. But let's look inside. He says Ahuvai Achai Vireyai, and perhaps it says in the note over here, perhaps because he's all starts off, the connection is because he starts off, he says, I don't have the time when people come to ask the questions because there's just too many people coming, Baruch Hashem, to come to questions. So here's also saying, he starts off, he's saying that I don't have the time to really articulate and speak the way I want to, but I'm giving you briefly. Ahuva Achai Vereya. He starts it like, he starts the chapter, my beloved, my brothers, my friends. Megoidel Tirdosi Asher Ikifu Olai Yachad. From the great burdens, the burden, many burdens, they all have surrounded me together. All my burdens are on top of me. He's paraphrasing the verse. V'sabuni chamayim kol hayom v'chol halaylo. They have surrounded me as water, all encompassing, all day and all night. Tomid lo yechashu. It's constantly, never quiets down. There's always the burdens, the responsibilities, they're constantly. So he says, I'm not able to carry and to say in the writing, in my sefer, everything that's in my heart. He says, I cannot, don't have the ability to write out everything. But in short, I'm coming just as a reminder, and I'm going to repeat already the old stuff. We've already gone through this already. He says, "Umachzer al yishenis." Ubefrat, generally, ubefrat elamisnat bim ba'am, especially to those who are benevolent in the people. He's asking everybody, but especially to those people who wish to volunteer and to be of service to Hashem. Lamed al avodah zutfila bekoil ram, to stand for the avodah service, as the Gemara says, that's prayer, that's service, to do it bekoil ram, with a loud voice, to daven out loud, lizchazik meoid, to strengthen a much, bechol ois, with all kinds of strength, visad sumois, and power neged komeneya mibayis umichutz, against anything that stops, whether it's from the inside, from the outside, interfering with the davening, b'kol rom. He says, biyot chazoka kimashmoi, with a strong arm, as literally, just with a very strong arm, literally to stand and not to stand up against everything that stops him. He says, when you, a strong arm here means when you are doing it with the level of ratzon, with the level of desire versus the level of intellect, that means the yod chazaka. Shuritzon yireyov, that is, when we say yod chazaka, that's talking about, that is the wishes of those who fear Hashem. That's the ratzon. That's the level of ratzon of yireyov. Asher lemaylo min hachokhma vahatvuna, asher nosan Hashem bohema. This is beyond the level of chokhmah and the understanding and the bina, the wisdom and the understanding, ashenos nashem bahema, that Hashem has given them lodas, lasis, eskol, asher tziva Hashem bahaskil vadas, to know, to do everything that Hashem has told us intellectually with knowledge. The level of ritzon yirei, of the ratzin, is higher than that level of just serving the Eberst intellectually. And when we say biyot chazaka, we mean to stay strong, that that should be your ratzin. And he rak ratzin poshut veruach nidiva, but just a simple desire, a spirit of benevolent, b'chol ish asher yidvenu liboy, every person whose heart will sort of volunteer, want to be benevolent, lavid avoida tama, to serve a simple service, lasis nachas ruach liyotzrei, to make a pleasantness of spirit to his creator, to Hashem. Basically, to daven like a mensch. I mean, this is what the Rebbe is asking, and not to do it intellectually, but to do it with a desire, with a rotzen. Yes? Got another interesting thing. It says in the Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Eberster, this people is a stiff-necked people, so forgive them. So, because they're stiff-necked, you shall forgive them. Why should Hashem forgive them because they're stiff-necked? I mean, because they're stubborn. It seems like almost a paradox. It seems like fakert. Yeah. But what the Rebbe explains here, Amksha Erev means that they serve the Eberster with a rotzen, because the level of Slicha comes from the level of higher Chochmah. Because even Chochmah of Torah, as the Gemara says, they ask Chochmah, what should you do with a sinner? He says he should be punished, because he did that logically. If you do an Aveda, you get the retribution, you get the payment for it. That's a logical. Slicha comes from a place which is higher than Chochmah. So we're saying, Ki am k'she'erev hu, when you serve the Eberster with ratzon, with stubbornness, which is beyond Seichel, you reach the level of Salachta. Alzeh ne'emar. That's what we say, because it's a stiff-necked people, a nation stiff-necked, that's why you forgive. For slicha, forgiveness is taka also higher than chokhmah. Because when they ask chokhmah what to do with the sinner, he says to be punished. Should die, he said, because he did. He deserves death. He should die. So Moshe Rabbeinu Olva Sholim. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mida keneged Mida. He asked measure for measure. B'day lemevin. He says, but they don't serve you, Eberster, with Chochma, but they serve you with Amksha Erev, with the will, with Beyond Seichel. So treat them also beyond Seichel, and that's why you will forgive them beyond what the Chochmah says, and they'll get the forgiveness. And the Alter Rebbe continues to talk about another aspect. I guess he was telling them things that was on his mind in this letter over here. He says at least short, he doesn't have the time, as we read in the previous piece. But over here he's talking about how much it's important for people to be together. And not only not talking Lashon Hara, but also not thinking. And how much thinking bad is even a lot more destructive than even than the speaking, because what goes in your mind is even worse than even what goes in your lip. It touches deeper in the soul, as we'll see inside. Ba'oid zois, he continues, and further, Edreish mimalaschem, I ask from your honors, Shaloi lehashlich dvorai acharechem. Not to throw my words in behind you. In other words, don't just ignore me. Asher orachti siach, that I have prepared my talk. Liyeis kol ish yoshor v'hoileich betumoi. That each person should go straight, go with his innocence. Kasher also lekim es odom yoshor. By the way, the Alter Rebbe always intertwines various different verses of psukim. He doesn't quote them, but it's just in the language he uses is a beautiful melitza dika language. So he says, just as Hashem made the person straight, so just go with innocence. Not to seek many cheshbonos, to account the calculations, ma'alilos mitzad gever, from the happenings of the steps of man, u'machshavos odav v'tachbulosav, and the thoughts of people and all their conniving. So just serve Hashem with innocence, with simplicity, with straightforwardness. Because all the kinds of the calculations that leave to the Eibishter. Kizu melechas shemayim hi, v'loi melechas basar v'dam. This is the Eibishter's. And I guess he's leading up to saying also with, other people, judging other people, being upset with other people, coming. And it's just, don't seek too much cheshbonos, don't seek, just serve the Eibishter with simplicity. Let the cheshbonos up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, let him worry about it. And not, this is not up to the people to take care. Hashem will decide who is right, who is holier, who is less, who is more important, who is less important. That leaves to Hashem. Don't get involved in those things. Ulahamin be'amuno shleima be'mitzvos chazal. To remain, to believe with complete faith in the instruction of our sages of blessed memory. What do they say? Ve'havei shval ruach b'fnei kol odom b'chlal. To be humble of spirit in front of people, all people in general, of all people. What does it mean to be humble? Is to have the realization that the other person has something to give you to. The other person helps you be complete in your level, as the Alter Rebbe is going to say. It's just like one body. So there might be more important parts of the body, but yet every part of the body is connected. Every part of the body has a function. So the head, while it may be the most important part of the human body, but without the feet, he can't go anywhere. So everything is important. To a person has to realize, to be humble, that while you may be a big Talmud Chacham, again, that's a medical, you may be a great tzaddik, but somebody else who you don't think is and has something to offer to you, and therefore you should be humble of spirit, don't be arrogant, because the other one is also giving you, has something for you too. Because this thing is a fact. Yitziva milsa and v'takin pizgoma, and it, these words are correct. Shekol echod misukon mechaveiroi. Each one gets a tikkun, gets correction, gets fixed from his friend. Your friend accomplishes something for you. Uksiv, the verse states, "Kol ish Yisrael ki ish echod chaverim." We're using the verse. In this verse, it says, "All men of Israel are like one person, chaverim, friends together." What does it mean, like one person? And that's what he gives the analogy of a body, of a human body. Kimoy she ish echod mechubor. Me'evorim rabim. Just as one person is connected, made up from many limbs. Ubi pordom. And when the body parts separate from each other, if there's a this separation, negei belev, that touches the heart. Kimimenu teitzoyis chayim, because the life force comes from the heart. So the heart suffers if there is a separation. So similarity is that the heart of the Yid is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Jews are separated, the Eibishter, this is, causes a Kin anachnu hayeis, anachnu hayeis kolonu kish echod. Mamish, so since we are really like one person, as it says in that pasuk, kol yisro ki yichzechot. Mamish, tikin ha'avoido b'leiv. So that should prepare the service in the heart, which means to connect ourselves to the Shechina, u'miklal hein chulu. And from the positive, etc. He doesn't want to even say it. We know the negative, the opposite, that when we separate, we cause a loss of life for ourselves. We cause ourselves a separation from the Shekhinah. If we, as a body, don't connect together, then we lose out the Shekhinah. So, rejecting another person or separating yourself from another person is not hurting the other person only. You're hurting yourself as well, because you're part of this and you're part of the same limb. And if you're not together with the other person, then the heart doesn't beat by anybody, or the heart loses, you lose out from everybody. Balkain Nema, that's where the pasuk says, Ulaovde Shechem Echod Shechem Echod Davke. To serve Hashem with one intention specifically, which means that everybody together, unity, Shechem Echod, or with one shoulder, with one idea, with one kavana, that everybody is doing it together. Valkain. And therefore, again, Ahuvai, my beloved, Yididai, my friends, Nav and Nav, please, please, L'troyach b'chol leiva nefesh, to put effort in with all your heart and all your soul, L'tkoyas avas reyehu b'liboy, to plant, to stick the love of your, push it in there. In other words, if it's not there, just stick it in there. The love of your fellow, of your friend in your heart. One man, anything bad about his friend, don't think in your heart anything bad. Ksiv, as the verse states. We should never enter your heart anything bad. See, first he talks about the positive, to have the love, but God forbid not to have any bad feelings. Vim tala, and if it enters, yatfenu meliba, he should push it away from his heart. Kihindev oshen, like you smoke gets pushed away, push away that thought. Ukemoy machshavas of a disorder mamas, just like it would be a thought of idol worship. Why are we saying that it's, who says it's great, it's like idol worship? Why should I push it away? I mean, okay, bad thing about somebody else is bad, but why are we equating it from like Abed Zohar to push it away? Because he says, no, because our sages tell us, as the Gemara brings down, that the bad, evil tongue speaking Lashon Hara is even greater, worse than idol worship and Gilui Arayis and Shvichas Dam, pouring blood. As the Gemara relates how this Lashon Hara caused all these things, so that it's worse. So if speaking Lashon Hara is worse than Avodah Zarah, so thinking about Lashon Hara or thinking bad is even worse than speaking. If just by talking is such chulu, for sure thinking machshav is sur ukvar noida lekol chacham leiv, it's known already to all those wise of heart. Yisrein hechshen hamachshava la dibur, the advantage of the preparation of the thought over speech. For the good, and to make good, the Rebbe makes a note here that it's to look at the Torah, but we'll look that up. He says, "V'abaya hatoiv, may the good Lord, the good God, hamivarech esami v'asholim, who blesses, v'abaya hatoiv, and the good God, hamivarech esami v'asholim, who blesses his people with sholim, hamivarech esami Yisrael v'asholim, yosim aleichem sholim, may he put peace upon you, v'chayim ada olam, and eternal life, k'nefesh, as the soul, the desire, one who loves you, oyev nafshim, loves your life, loves your soul, melev nefesh, from the depths of my heart, from my heart and my soul. So here it is, which the Alter Rebbe asks for Hasidim to be in a way like one, be united and be beachdus.